This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
With me in the studio is Alinta Chidzi and also Remco Kaiser. How are you both?
Good.
Welcome back. Yeah. Welcome back to the studio. You were with us a couple of months ago talking about when you had a gig at the Q Courthouse.
From
memory. And we talked a little bit at that time, Alinta, about you were finishing off the recording of an album. And now we're actually here to celebrate the fact that next week on the 26th of April, the album, you're launching the album.
Yeah, this
Friday.
That's
fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're wrapped to finally get it out there, out of under our beds, you know.
You've got them all printed, have you? All in boxes
all,
under the bed?
They're all
there's
there.
A few boxes there.
Yeah.
Yep.
The performances are next week. Where are you launching?
At the Jazz Lab in Brunswick.
In Brunswick.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And the Jazz Emperors, everyone is all there and all set to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have an extended version. Normally it's a 5-piece, but we have some special guests that were on the album, so they're going to come out and make it even more enjoyable, hopefully.
Yeah, when you have like an extended version like that, or you have extra people, you don't normally perform with them. It's normally only, is it 4 musicians that you have?
5,
with you? I've got the names with me on my trusty piece of paper somewhere. But we're rushing around getting everyone into the studio.
We've got...
I've got them right here in front of me.
Go.
Yeah. You're obviously on the vocals, and Remco, you're on the sax along with Dan Gasson on the piano and the keys, Marty Hulebeck on the double and electric bass, and Darren Ferrugia on the drums. So who are the extra people that you have?
So we have on trumpet, Ross Irwin, who is a fantastic musician, plays with the Cat Empire and the Bamboos, and he's got his own project. Nick Mulder, great trombone player, so there'll be a full horn section for the day.
That'll be good. That's always a good sound.
A bit more energy. That. And
It's fantastic. What can you tell us about the album? I noticed that a lot of the pieces are written by or co-written by both of you with the album. But when we talked last time, I think we talked a little bit about who was doing the lyrics and who was doing the music and that sort of thing. What can you tell us about your collaboration there? And
the piece you just heard, Remco actually started with the groove and made the beats and the bass lines for the song, and then I interpreted over the top with my lyrics what I wanted to fit in with the song. So it's every song's different how we approach it. Sometimes I'll come with lyrics and melody, and then I'll have a couple of chords that I have ideas for, and then it'll be embellished by the better players of the band. I would say I'm not the most fantastic pianist, but there's definitely other people that are much better and have, you know, better ideas that they can elaborate with.
With the pieces of music that you've written there, is there a theme that runs through the album? Is there a story that you're trying to tell with the album? Or is it particularly that you've just gone and thought, you know what, I'm just going to write a whole lot of, you know, different pieces that are great to play and great to listen to?
Yeah, I think
it's different for different people.
Yeah, I think all the songs, it kind of goes through a couple of different genres, to be honest. Like, it's not just jazz, it's a bit of funk and a bit of soul mixed into it they're influences in my life that I, you know, what I listen to and who I like. And so different moments when I've written the songs, they have different feels to them. So there's no real theme throughout. It's just more a collection of songs that we've written and worked on together.
So like a piece like Wanting You, who are you harking back to at that time, do you think?
Well, I would say...
Oh, that one came out of the...
Yeah, well, that one I specifically was actually Remco's sort of feel on that one. Who would you say is your...
Wow, that's... it's always hard to find where your inspiration comes from, but maybe, I would say maybe Robert Glasper, piano player, or what's his name? Piano player, the Iranian guy.
Oh, Tigran.
Tigran Hamasyan is a beautiful player. I was listening to his album, Shadow Theater, a lot that year, so I'm sure there's a little bit of that there. It's also, this track is quite different than other tracks on the album. This is probably the bit more out there song, and then we have some more traditional.
Yeah, it's quite, I would term it lively. I had a listen to it this afternoon. I was really enjoying the music there.
Yeah, and it really features also the ensemble. Like, so the song is really made in the moment, really.
Did that particular piece feature the larger number of people in the band that you're going to have with you at Jazz Lab?
No, this was the smaller piece. So right. This is the five piece. We actually added the horns later. So there's two other tracks on the CD that we recorded in the studio, and it was didn't really have a clear idea of where we wanted to take it. And there was a lot of space. On purpose, I left a lot of space in the music. And then maybe like a month later, I arranged all the horns to be in there. And it ended up sort of the horns making the song in the end, which I had no idea that was going to happen when we started out writing this song. But when you listen back to it, you sort of go, it would be hard to imagine it without horns.
Yeah. When you get to that point then, did you think to yourself when you first listened to it without the horns that were you thinking it needs something else, but I'm not sure what?
Absolutely.
And so you put it away for a bit and then...
That's it, yeah. Yeah, and sometimes things just flow and you hear stuff, and then sometimes you just sit for a while and nothing's coming out and you got to just sort of let it go and then try again and, you know, another day.
Another day, yeah, sure. And the lyrics, how are they for you? Do they come quite easily or...?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about this. Sometimes I have lyrics come to me in the middle of the night and I'll have to get up and write it down. And it's kind of strange. It's happened a couple of times where I'm like, I don't know why my ideas arise in that moment. Maybe it's a subconsciousness or something that I gravitate to, and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe that's what I need to be saying in my sleep.
You mentioned before about some of the funkier pieces on the album, and one of them you mentioned was Rock Bottom. And what can you tell us about that? Because I've got it queued up to play. We can play it and have a listen to it.
Yeah.
How funky is it?
It's interesting because it's sort of like, for me, it references a little bit like Brand New Heavies in that 80s, 90s jazz as a jazz era, which I'm personally not necessarily a fan of. But we had this track laid down. So this is one where we added the horns quite a bit later. Yeah, just sort of, you know, music goes places and you got to follow it. You can't really ignore it.
Well, let's have a listen to it, and then we can come back and talk about the album some more in just a moment. This piece is called Rock Bottom. It's off the album called I Got You, which is being released on Friday coming up, the 26th of April at the Jazz Lab. The doors are open at 8 o'clock with the music starting at 9 o'clock. Do try and get along there if you can see it.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Rock Bottom. I don't think that was Rock Bottom. I really enjoyed listening to that piece.
Well, I think it's the thing of...
What's it about?
Well, I think it's when, you know, sometimes you're in that state of mind where, you know, things aren't going maybe your way, but you've really got to find the way mentally to get out of it. And so it's just keeping persistent with life and positivity. So I guess that's where the positive thing comes out of it.
Yeah, and it's actually a very positive piece of me. It's uplifting. The music itself is uplifting. The you know, it doesn't sound like rock bottom at all.
Yeah, well, I think the incentive is to get out of it.
Yeah, fair enough. Get to the end point and move on.
Yeah, there's no way down any further, so you've got to keep going.
Yeah, okay. You've
got to go up.
Once you launch the album on Friday coming up, are you guys touring the album anywhere else? Are you taking it around the country or anything, or doing any travelling with it? Or
I've got a very busy year, so I can't actually do much else because I'm doing a lot of musicals actually in the second half of the year. But we will be getting out there. I was chatting to Zoe Haltman, who runs the Women's Jazz Festival, and she wanted to have me this year, but I was like, oh, I can't actually make it this year because I'll be doing Chicago. But, you know, there's a impetus to travel with it as well eventually when
exactly.
we have time.
Exactly. So you're off doing Chicago, which is going to be in Sydney in November, and I think 10th of December in Melbourne, is that right?
It's in Sydney from August 20.
Oh, from August, okay.
And then
I had that date wrong. I thought I saw November.
Then it's to Brisbane in sort of October, November, and then December is when we open in Melbourne at the State Theatre.
Long season?
Yeah, till end of February, I think it is. Something like that.
it's a great musical. What role are you playing?
Velma Kelly. Yeah, it's a fantastic role. It's a role I've always wanted to play since seeing it when I was 16. So it's a sort of full circle.
And great singing in that as well.
Yeah.
Are you going to perform or are you allowed to perform any of the pieces from the musical in your other performances? Like when you do your launch gig, are you allowed to do any of that?
I suppose we could, but I sort of want to keep it separate as a different project. And this is really about our music in the album launch, getting that out there. So
you do have one standard on there, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered. You didn't want to put any others on there. It was what made you put one on and not?
Well, it's really original music. So Linta had the idea that she wanted to record and write her own music. So we just went like, the best way to do it is book a date in the studio and start writing music.
Yes.
Because we've been talking about it for quite a few years, maybe 2-3 years. Yeah, the aim was to fully have an original album. But also, this is our first album. So to a lot of people want to hear something they know.
Yes. So is it just kind of a linchpin?
Like,
I mean,
yeah, it's a bit of an invitation to go like, oh, what's a, oh, I know that song. Oh, let's have a listen. It's still, we rearranged it, so it's in the similar style that what the Jazz Emperors sort of represent. So it has our own inflections on it, but it's the song from a musical too.
Yeah, from Pal Joey.
It is. That's very, very true. And Remco, then will you continue writing some more music once Alenta goes into, once you get past this stage of releasing the album? Because I guess the rest of the year will unfold very quickly. If you're opening in Brisbane in August.
Sydney,
in August. When does your rehearsals and everything start?
Well, we start in July, and I'm also doing a little night music before that in Melbourne. So that's really taking up my whole year. So
yeah. Where is that at?
A little night music's on at the Art Centre as well, at the Playhouse. So I'll just be living there this year.
Exactly. So then what happens with your projects? Are you going to continue writing some jazz music and things like that?
Yeah, I think even in a situation once her show is up and running, it'd be good to have something else to focus on too. I think we were here maybe a year ago, October, we released an album with Hookturn Orchestra.
Yes.
And so this period is perfect for us to go and for me to start writing more and different music. And for Alinta, after it's sort of all running, she'll start getting new ideas and we'll talk maybe about another project, the next project or another album, because before you know it, it's February 2020 and
time goes really quickly
and you know we love creating and writing music and definitely want to do more, so this is the first one, but there'll be more
on the same style, do you think, or is there something that you've got in your mind that might take you down a different path?
It's a really good question. Yeah, it's a really good question because there's so many different styles of music on this disc, so I think also we had to get this out of our system to sort of get it going, and I think from now, since this is ready, see how people react to different styles and see where we want to go and take it. So yeah, it could go many, many ways. I have no idea.
depends what our influences at the time are.
Absolutely. You might be moved to write a musical yourself with a jazz style after having performed in Chicago.
Possibly. Never know.
Find a good story.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can do it. We're going to have a listen to another piece off the album. It's the title track called I Got You. And the album for our listeners is called I Got You. It is being launched on this coming Friday, the 26th of April at the Jazz Lab in Brunswick. What is I Got You about? What does it mean?
Well, this is
an I got you as in we have had another singer in here, Alison Murray. I don't know if you know Alison. She is in New York at the moment doing some work in New York, but she also wrote a piece called I Got You, and her I Got You was about, don't worry, I got you, as in if, you know, you go
got
with
you
your
back.
Friend. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Well, not so much that. She was thinking along the lines of, you know, you go into the coffee shop and your friend doesn't have some money and you say, don't worry, I got you.
Yeah.
Like that. What's your I got you?
This really comes from, it's in gratitude to the people in my life that are a constant through thick and thin, that, you know, are always there for me. And I've it's a sort of representing the love that, you know, having someone like that in my life is really special. And I'm very grateful for it, that I've got you.
That I've got you. Very, very good. That's a good way of putting it. Let's have a listen to it now. It's the title track off the album, which is also called I've Got You.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
I Got You, which is the title track off the album I Got You by Alinta and the Jazz Emperors, and that album is being launched on this coming Friday night, the 26th of April, at Jazz Lab in Brunswick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get along and see it. I hope that people who are listening are booking some tickets. How can they book tickets? They can get it through the Jazz Lab site, obviously.
Yeah, or through our website, jazzemperors.com. Very easy.
Very,
to the point.
Very easy. The show starts at 8 o'clock and music starts at 9 o'clock. And if our listeners, if you haven't been there before, it is a great room to go and listen to jazz there. You can also have a couple of drinks. It's a really lovely evening. Alinta and Remco, thanks so much for coming in and for talking to us about your music. We did play some of the original pieces on the album there, but we've got the Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered one, which you were saying before has been rearranged. Yep. I couldn't think of the word then, sorry. Rearranged into the style of the rest of the album. So let's have a listen to that. Thanks very much.
And thanks for having us.
Yes.
Good luck with the launch.
Cheers.
Bye.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. Bewildered, am I? Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered, am I? Lost my heart, but what of it? My mistake, I agree. He's alive, but I love it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.